From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said attends Christmas celebration in Papua. Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Information preparing strategy for workers affected by startup layoffs. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin on Thursday attended a Christmas celebration in Biak City, Biak Numfor District, Papua, with district government officials, Indonesian military and national police personnel, and the community, the land of Papua. According to him, it's the face of a mini Indonesia that embraces the idea of pluralism. He said the region is the most tolerant area, according to a Religious Affairs Ministry release. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Information Director General of Informatics Application, Samuel Abrijani Pangerapan, on Thursday said his ministry is currently developing a strategy to help superior digital talents impacted by startup layoffs. Based on the forum, the ministry is planning to develop a digital talent database for workers affected by startup layoffs. The database will be shared with other institutions that need digital talents. This method is expected to serve as a bridge between digital talents and other companies or institutions that are carrying out digital transformation. The last national news comes from the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, that has created an innovative application that provides information regarding potential fishing zones to help fishermen catch fish. Secretary of the Deputy for Research and Innovation Facility at BRIN, Lindawati Wardani, said in a statement issued on Thursday, the application can also show weather conditions, have weight, wind speed, wind direction, the ship's distance, and the location of schools of fish. Now we move to the international news. The dollar held firm on Friday but was pinned down near 16-week lows against a basket of major currencies as data showing increased U.S. consumer spending in October emboldened investor hopes that the peak in interest rates was on the horizon. Investors now turn their attention to non-farm payrolls data on Friday for clues about how rate hikes have affected the labor market. Next, we have oil prices that edged lower in early Asian trade on Friday as the U.S. dollar paired some losses while easing COVID-19 curbs in two Chinese cities limited losses. Meanwhile, European Union governments tentatively agreed on a $60 a barrel price cap on Russian seaborne oil with an adjustment mechanism to keep the cap at 5% below the market price. Japan, Britain, and Italy will announce a groundbreaking agreement as early as next week to jointly develop a new advanced jet fighter, two sources with knowledge of the plan told Reuters. For Tokyo and London, it represents the culmination of ever closer defense ties, which in turn give Britain a bigger security role in Asia and provide Japan with new security partners that can help it counter neighboring China's growing military power. We end the news with International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva flagged rising inflationary pressures and China's economic slowdown as risk to Asia's economic outlook, calling on policymakers to rebuild their buffers against future shocks. Asian Development Bank President Masatsugu Asakawa also urged Asia's policymakers to be vigilant to signs of any abrupt capital outflows driven by steady U.S. interest rate hikes. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on India-China need to handle border conflicts together. India and the United States troops on Wednesday, November the 13th, held joint exercises near the disputed zone with China, which is commonly called the Line of Actual Control or LAC. Interestingly, this exercise took place amid increasing tensions between India and Beijing. The Indian Ministry of Defense, as quoted by VOA Indonesia, said the exercise, which lasted for 15 days, focused on reconnaissance and warfare skills in the mountains. This includes evacuation of victims and medical assistance during wartime in bad terrain and climate condition. Apart from that, there are also matters relating to humanitarian assistance, disaster management, and operation related to peacekeeping. The Chinese government is very concerned about this joint military exercise between India and the United States. According to Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Xiao Lijian, as quoted from rrevoi.id, the military exercise called Youth Abias was considered to have violated the bilateral agreement that India had signed with China in 1993 and 1996. Chow adding that what India is doing with the United States will only complicate its bilateral rapprochement with China. The negotiation on the border dispute between the two countries, which began in 2021, did not go smoothly and have not produced results. China and India blame each other for the failure of the talks. China says India is making unrealistic demands. India, meanwhile, has accused China of launching aggressive attacks on its territory since clashes that claimed lives in 2020. Even though things didn't go well, on July the 20th, 2022, China and India agreed to handle border conflicts in a spirit of togetherness and equal partnership. It is feared that joint Indian-US troop exercises could undermine the spirit in resolving territorial disputes between China and India. Both China and India should comply with what was agreed on July the 20th, 2022. The two sides need to continue to maintain effective communication and prioritize dialogue in handling problems. They should refrain from carrying out any action or activities in the disputed area that have the potential to provoke one of the parties. Well, that was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'll start today in history with December 2nd, 1947. The United Nations General Assembly divides the Arab and Jewish territories. Major riots erupted in Jerusalem, Palestine. The incident was triggered by the decision of the United Nations General Assembly on December 2nd, 1947, which divided Palestinian land into Arab and Jewish territory. As a result, several buildings in Jerusalem were burned and a number of Jews became victims of attacks. Turning to December 2nd, 1949, the International Day for the Abolition of Slavery. The United Nations Convention for the Suppression of the Trafficking in Person and the Exploitation of the Prostitution of Other was ratified on December 2, 1949, as the International Day for the Abolition of Slavery. Focus of the contemporary forms of slavery, such as human trafficking, sexual exploitation, other forms of child labor, forced marriage, and the forced recruitment of children in armed conflicts. I'll end today in history with December 2, 1971, the inauguration and formation of the United Arab Emirates. Seven emirates, namely Abu Dhabi, Ajman, Dubai, Fujairah, Ras Al Khaimah, Sharjah, and Al Khalwain, are officially independent from Britain. The transition to independence also marked the inauguration of the formation of the United Arab Emirates, which consists of seven emirates. That was today in history.
That I will always love you.
Voice of Indonesia.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is My Indonesia entitled East Java is ready to export small and medium enterprises commodities worth about 16 billion rupiah to Saudi Arabia. The provincial government of East Java, Indonesia, through the Business Gathering and Mini Expo program, agreed to export contracts for various commodities or products of small and medium enterprises worth 16.4 billion rupiah with entrepreneurs in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The governor of East Java, Hovifah Indar Parawansa, said the business gathering and mini expo activity in Jeddah was an effort to boost economic growth, especially for SMEs. Di Antara News quoted Hovifah in Jeddah last Wednesday, "Indeed, his party is targeting the Jeddah market, which is very strategic, so that SME products, especially in the food and beverage sector, can be accessed in Saudi Arabia." The event facilitated by the Consulate General of Indonesia in Jeddah on November 29 also involved the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry of East Java, or Kadin. The East Java SMEs were brought together with around 40 businessmen from Jeddah, so they could explore trade potential between the two parties. Hovifah explained that business contracts reached 16.4 billion rupiah, or around $1 million, from the result of the business gathering and mini expo, which included 7 trade agreements in the food and beverage sector. First, the purchase contract for bolu mendut ketan. Second, food and beverage purchase worth $200,000. Third, the purchase transaction of coconut, peanuts, and green tea with a contract value of $220,000. Fourth, food purchase transactions from the SME of Aira Food with Jeddah businessman with a value of $85,000. Fifth, business transactions for the commodity of soy sauce and tomato worth $250,000. Six, a business contract for eco-print batik with a value of $100,000. And lastly, a business contract for banana chips with a value of $170,000. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia for today from Voice of Indonesia.
Satu cinta saling menjaga Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby, I love you till the end of time.
Baby, oh,
you're the one for me.
You're the one for me.
Voice of Indonesia.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom. VOI listener, if you travel to West Kalimantan, you have to visit Berawan Waterfall Tourism Attraction. Berawan Waterfall is the highest waterfall in Bengkayang Regency and has a beautiful panorama. The name Berawan comes from the Dayak language, namely Berawand, which means gold. The location is at Biang Sub-Village, Bengkawan Village, Seluar District, Bengkayang Regency, West Kalimantan Province. From the downtown of Pontianak, this waterfall tourism attraction can be reached by land transportation for 6 to 7 hours. If you depart from Bengkayang City, the trip takes about 45 minutes. Arriving at Biang Sub-Village, you still have to walk for 30 minutes. It is free of charge to enter the Berawan Waterfall. You only need to pay 5,000 rupiah or less than $1 for parking fee at local residence houses if you drive a car. Located in the tributary of the Biang River, this waterfall is located at an altitude of 160 meters above sea level, with waterfall flows as high as 75 meters. You can enjoy the clear waterfalls in the reservoir under the outpouring of water flows. You can sit on large stones around the waterfall to enjoy the beautiful nature of this waterfall. Don't forget to capture the beautiful nature of the Berawan Waterfall with your personal camera. If you visit Berawan Waterfall during the rainy season, please be careful and always be alert. This tourism attraction has parking lots and campsites. Unfortunately, food stalls are not available yet. So it's better if you bring your own food. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sedikitnya
tersadar
sebelum.
masalah selalu datang pertama. Andai waktu bisa terulang, ku kan mencoba berpikir
sebelumnya,
berharap
sedikitnya,
tersadar
sebelumku.
Oh, melihatku serahkan semua padanya, jemari menutup telinga, wajah berwarna merah,
kau tak bisa ku percaya.
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Miscellany for today highlights: a teacher in Balikpapan creates learning application for deaf students. Listeners, a teacher at the state school for the disabled in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan, Ade Putri Sarwenda, has designed an application called Gembira Application that aims to increase the sensitivity of the remaining hearing of deaf students. Through this application, she is also able to introduce sound and voices around deaf students. Deaf students are children who experience obstacles in their hearing function. So, it needs a program that can maximize the remaining hearing that is on and it can be used as well as possible to interact with the surrounding environment. The utilization of the Gembira application to recognize a variety of sounds and voices is also used as a tool or media in learning. The Gembira application is able to introduce a variety of sounds and voices around students. In addition, through the utilization of the Gembira applications, students are trained to increase the sensitivity of remaining hearing. So, the students are able to adapt to society in the middle of a round world. Deaf students can also develop their experience in recognizing a variety of sounds and voices. The Gembira application is a digital-based application that aims to facilitate the learning process. So, the Gembira application is digital-based application that aims to facilitate the learning process so that it can run more flexible. Even though deaf students have limitations in terms of hearing, it is still possible for them to be introduced to sound and voices around them. Ade also explained that development of sound and rhythm perception communication for deaf students is the development of communication and appreciation of sound that is done intentionally or unintentionally. By continuing to implement the development of sound and rhythm perception communication, students' abilities in terms of communication and perceiving sounds through hearing and feeling vibrations that are still possessed by deaf students can develop optimally. That's Miss Seleni.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia, only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Central Java entitled Banyu Kali. The song narrates a woman's feelings who has loved a man for a long time, but she cannot express her feeling and love to the man. Here is Dini Aditama with the regional song from Central Java entitled Banyu Kali.
Jangan lupa, jangan lupa, jangan lupa.
Voice of Indonesia.
I know life is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know.
You could say I'm dragging, put a show. I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. Know that I hear ya. So shut up and go. 'Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No.
Talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I know.
Still stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. I know. You could say I brag and put on a show.
You could say I brag and put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. So shut up and go. 'Cause I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
'Cause I don't mind.
It's gonna be, you'll be you and I'll be me. This is how it is. You'll be you and I'll be me.
Yes, I don't.
You don't.
We don't
mind it, no.
'Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
There will always be. Lihatku, serahkan semua padanya. Jangan selalu datang pertama. Andai waktu bisa terulang, ku kan mencoba berpikir
sebelumnya,
berharap
sedikitnya,
tersadar
sebelumku.
Oh, melihatku usahakan semua padanya, jemari menutup telinga. Wajah berwarna merah,
kau tak bisa ku percaya.
Sakitku, kegalauan hati.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.